Mr. President, last month I came to celebrate your winning and promised that we would invest $100 billion. And you told me, oh, Masa, go for 200. Sure. Now I came back with 500. because this is the, as you said yesterday, this is the beginning of golden age.
Golden age.
Of America. This is one great example, I think. Right? Okay. We wouldn't have decided
to do this. And I think so.
This is the beginning of golden age. We wouldn't have decided unless you won. And yesterday we agreed, we signed to make this happen.
That's great.
Because of this day.
That's very nice.
So we would make this happen. We would immediately start deploying $100 billion, with a goal of making $500 billion within next 4 years, within your term,
yeah.
Right? Because of your success. So we are very, very excited to do this. And our partner is, of course, SoftBank, OpenAI, Oracle, and additionally, investing partner with MGX. On top of that, we have the technology partner, NVIDIA. And, of course, Microsoft has been very, very supportive to Sam and continue to support all our success. This is not just for business. As Larry said, this will help people's life. This will help solving many, many issues, difficult things that otherwise, we could not have solved with the power of AI. I think AGI is coming very, very soon. And after that, that's not the goal. After that, artificial super intelligence will come to solve the issues that mankind would never, ever have thought that we could solve. Well, this is the beginning of our golden age. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Fantastic.
Thank you, Mr. President. We certainly couldn't do this without you. It would simply be impossible. AI holds incredible promise for all of us, for every American. We've actually been working with OpenAI for a while and with Masa for a while. The data centers are actually under construction. The first of them are under construction in Texas. Each building's 500,000 square feet. There are 10 buildings currently being built, but that will expand to 20 and other locations beyond the Abilene location, which is our first location. The kind of applications that we're building, to give you an idea, maybe the most charismatic and the one that I think touches us all is electronic health records, not just maintaining electronic health records, but by looking at electronic health records, understanding the condition of doctors, better understanding the condition of their patients, and being able to provide healthcare plans that are much better than they otherwise would be. A doctor in Indian River Reservation would be able to see how a doctor at Memorial Sloan Kettering would treat the patient, or a doctor at Stanford would treat the patient. We actually provide all of that information, all of that guidance to the doctors who are treating cancer patients or patients with any other kind of disease, made possible by AI. I'm not going to take a lot of time. I'm going to pass it to Masa, but this is a very exciting program for Oracle to be a part of. Thank you.
I don't have too much to add, but I did want to say I'm thrilled we get to do this in the United States of America. I think this will be the most important project of this era, and as Masa said, for AGI to get built here, to create hundreds of thousands of jobs, to create a new industry centered here. We wouldn't be able to do this without you, Mr. President, and I'm thrilled that we get to. I think it'll be an exciting project. I think we'll be able to do all of the wonderful things that these guys talked about, but the fact that we get to do this in the United States is, I think, wonderful. So thank you very much.
Could you just say one word? I hear so many positive things about what it's going to do for medical research and for solving things, cancer and all the different problems. How will AI help us with the fight against various problems, diseases, et cetera?
These guys can maybe share more about some of the work they're doing there. I think they'll jointly be some of the leaders about driving progress here, but I believe that as this technology progresses, we will see diseases get cured at an unprecedented rate. We will be amazed at how quickly we're curing this cancer and that one and heart disease, and what this will do for the ability of to deliver very high quality healthcare, the costs, but really to cure the diseases at a rapid rate, I think will be among the most important things this technology does.